For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of robots is increasingly heard in factories across the nation. Automation has been coming for a long time, especially in manufacturing, bringing with it fears of job losses for people whose jobs are being replaced by machines. According to Peter Brews, dean of the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business,
unfortunately, what it means is that less humans are now being employed in direct manufacturing. It means that if you go into the average factory today, you see much more capital, much more robotics, much more robots, and far fewer humans.
Robots are certainly changing the working world, but Roger Varon of Staubley Robotics in Duncan, South Carolina, which makes robots for industry, said changing jobs does not necessarily mean fewer jobs.
We feel like automation creates jobs. When you put a robot into your facility, you're able to improve your productivity, you have less errors, it's a safer environment, and generally, at the end of the day, that gives you more profits. You're able to hire more people and go into new markets, and we feel like that's what automation does. It gives our companies more opportunities in the workplace.
Brews said the jobs most endangered by automation are ones that pose this question.
The moment you can reduce any activity to if this, then that, if this, then that, and turn it into a set of if-then statements, it's purely a question of time before the human activity in that mostly gets removed out of it.
But that's an area where Varon said robots are most helpful.
Repetitive jobs, dangerous jobs, jobs in hazardous locations are being replaced by automation. Those jobs, because they're dangerous and because they do the repetition, they're being replaced. I don't know of any industries that will be automation-proof.
However, Varon said, with robots doing the repetitive labor, that frees up humans to do other, newer jobs that didn't exist before.
A very good example is in the automotive industry. It is basically all automated now. If you go to BMW or Mercedes or any of the places, it's almost all done by automation. And in the last couple of years, the automotive industry has increased its workforce by about 200,000 people.
Both men agree that education and training are the key to new jobs in the future. Brews listed what his school has to do to turn out the workforce of the next generation.
I have to train them to be able to do work that our friends in the emerging economies can't do. And I also have to train them to do the things that the machines can't do. I have to train our students to be innovative. I have to train them to be able to go into a business, have a look at the steady state, see what's going on, and then say to their business employers, we can do this better.
It's developing technological skills and innovative thinking that are critical to providing jobs of the future, some of which are not even conceived of yet, said Brews.
There are a lot of jobs that are now being created. I'm not worried about whether there will be jobs for the people. I'm much more worried about whether there will be people for the jobs.
Brews said he cannot predict what the employment landscape will be like in 50 years, but it will be different than it is today. He added that if humans can continue to upgrade the skills and knowledge to increase their productivity, technology will enable humans to create 21st century jobs, and the workplace can be full of opportunity. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.